Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week so far. Unfortunately, I'm still a bit under the weather, but medicine and rest seem to be helping. Have you ever been stuck home sick or stuck in bed because everyone says you need to rest? I've shared before that I'm not a big napper, so while it's easier for me to get some sleep when I'm sick, I'm still not likely to sleep the day away, which means I've got some time to fill. Yesterday, I read, watched some videos, and listened to a podcast or two. But it can be kind of hard for me to focus on something for too long when I'm not feeling well. So I turned to an activity I used to love when I was a kid, drawing pictures. Do you like to draw? I used to draw a lot, mostly superheroes. If you talked to 8-year-old Dan, I would have told you I loved comic books, but I really didn't read that many. I mostly just liked copying the pictures. I've also gone through some seasons when I get really into the super chill landscape painter Bob Ross. If you've never seen him paint before, maybe your adult can pull up one of his shows on YouTube. It may or may not be your thing, but it absolutely mesmerizes me. I like to draw using my iPad because it lets me play with so many different kinds of brushes and colors and styles. I tried to recreate a Bob Ross landscape yesterday, though I can't say it came out very well. But here's the thing. I'm not a professional artist. No one is waiting on my next amazing painting. The point wasn't to make a piece of art that would sell for tons of money. Now, do I set out to make nice-looking pictures? Sure. It's certainly more fun when it feels like you can draw on paper the image that you have in your head. But the reason I was drawing yesterday was to do something creative and relaxing. Well, today is another one of those mini holidays we like to celebrate, and it actually gets at this exact thing. It's International Draw a Bird Day. It got started when a 7-year-old girl named Dory visited her uncle in the hospital. Dory noticed that her uncle was not in good spirits, so to cheer him up, she asked him to draw a picture of a bird. And with the kind of honesty that 7-year-olds are great at, she looked at the final product and declared that he was not a very good artist. But she was going to hang it up in her bedroom anyway because it would make her think of him. This made him laugh and cheered up not only her uncle, but many of the other patients and hospital staff who heard about it. When she returned to visit him next, there was a stack of bird drawings from others waiting for her. And while it's never been declared an official holiday by any country or organization, people all over the world now draw bird pictures on April 8th, which was Dory's birthday. While I encourage you to find some time today to do your own bird drawing, for now, why don't you share with each other what kind of bird you'd like to draw and share why you picked that one? Is it your favorite bird? Is it the one you think would be easy to draw? Is it a bird that a friend loves and you plan to give them the finished picture? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. I think I'm going to try drawing the eastern bluebird. That's my favorite bird. It's a stunning bright blue with an orangey-brown chest and a white belly. If you draw a bird today, or later this week, I'd love to see it. You can have your adult post a photo of it and tag us, or they can email it to familyprayerpodcast@gmail.com. And speaking of birds, I have some bird-related news. Earlier this week, Mr. Quackerson the duck was seen strolling down Main Street all by himself. Do you know what that means? It means Mrs. Quackerson has begun laying her eggs. It'll still be a little while before they start hatching, but it means new life is on the way. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for activities like drawing pictures. You're a creative God, and you placed within all of us a creative spirit. Even if we don't think of ourselves as artists, we can still use this gift in other ways, or just for fun. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.